If you can spot trouble coming from a mile away, well, here comes trouble. This is the Danger Zone. It's where we talk with the experts from New Constructs about, well, stocks or mutual funds or other securities that they have evaluated on their scale, which runs from most attractive to most dangerous. They do that by digging in at the footnotes level and working their way up. It's discounted cash flow analysis meets forensic accounting. And sometimes you're looking at something that looks good on the surface, but when they dig in, they're finding... Oh yeah, it's not ugly. They don't call it ugly. They don't say the ugliest stocks. They say the most dangerous stocks. If you want to learn about how it works, go to newconstructs.com where they blog about all of their danger zone picks. So there's always more detail on the things we discuss here on the show. Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. He joins me now. Kyle, great to have you back on Money Life.
Thanks for having me back.
Kyle is here on the Gainbridge Hotline. Gainbridge has embarked on a mission to create a digital platform that provides direct access to trusted annuity products without complexity or hidden fees. Learn more at gainbridge.life. Kyle, who's in the danger zone this week?
DF Dent Mid-Cap Growth Fund.
Danger, danger.
DF Dent Mid-Cap Growth Fund. Ticker symbol DFDMX. I need to point out for the Money Life audience that DF Dent has no relation to HS Dent, Harry Dent, who was on the show, who has run or been involved in some mutual funds in the past, who was on the show recently talking about how the market is headed for a crash. This is not the same Dent, but this is a fund that, according to Kyle and the guys at New Constructs, could put a dent in your portfolio. What's wrong here, Kyle?
So this is a, you know, as we look at mutual funds, we look at all the individual holdings to kind of get a aggregate picture of the whole fund. When we do that, we see that this fund gets our very unattractive rating. Compare that to Legacy Research Morningstar, you know, 4-star rating. So we've got a big disconnect there. Really what it comes down to is when we dig into the holdings, we want to see, do these companies have strong earnings? Do they have cheap valuations? Every fund says they look for companies with strong earnings or cheap valuations or some variation of that. So we really want to take a look at whether that methodology actually works to find companies that are strong earnings and cheap valuations. In this case, this fund does not. They've got, you know, 45% of their portfolio to unattractive or worse rated stock, just 9% to attractive or very attractive. And that's much lower on the attractive side and much higher on the unattractive side than the benchmark. You've got holdings that are low rated, very unattractive compared to very few that are actually attractive rated. In the case, we like to look at, you know, is it just bad earnings? Is it just expensive stocks? In this case, it's both. The holdings of the fund have an ROIC of 5%. That compares to 16% for the benchmark. Then on the valuation side, you know, we've got a price to economic book value for the holdings of 4.5, which basically implies that profits of all the holdings will grow over 4 times their current levels. That's right around double the benchmark or the S&P 500. And so you've got a combination of poor holdings with bad earnings, low ROICs, and stocks that imply huge increases in current profits, which based on their past profits doesn't look likely. Obviously, you know, past is no predictor of the future, but in this case, we've got a large group of companies that are, you know, very little profits or negative profitability, and the expectations are for the exact opposite.
This is a fund that came to prominence after some really good performance a couple of years ago. Like, it was in the top 10 or 15%. Like 5 out of 6 or 7 years, starting in like 2012 to through 2019, it had a string of pretty good years. If you looked at the 5-year track record, it's in the top 28 percentile, according to Morningstar. But if you look at the 3-year track record, it's in the bottom 15% of its peer group. One of the questions that we don't talk a lot about, you guys are doing snapshots and you're evaluating the holdings. Do we have any sense of history? I mean, was there a time a couple of years ago that you would have looked at this fund and said this fund at that point was attractive? Is it something that has changed in the portfolio? Because it's not a fund that's known for a lot of portfolio turnover necessarily.
We actually do have the history on the rating here. And this one has received a unattractive or very unattractive rating going back to around August 2021. So it's been almost a year of unattractive or worse. Prior to that, it received neutral ratings in the 2020s, 2019s. There's a few times it flipped into unattractive. So it's always been borderline neutral, unattractive, or worse at the very unattractive level. And that's kind of what we're seeing now. You know, our fund ratings, we consider them predictive rating, where things could go, not where they have been, obviously, because looking at the current holdings. And so that's why, you know, it had a great run. A lot of funds did, obviously, with the market seemingly going up for the past 10 years. But the current holdings and the current, you know, valuations of those companies, even though some of them have fallen, you know, significantly, they've got, you know, holdings in companies like Wayfair and Twilio and Okta companies, tech companies, or, you know, e-commerce companies that have done well until this year. And even though they've fallen big time, we still see some significant downside in those companies that could drive this fund even lower.
And it's important to recognize, as you just said, what New Constructs does is forward looking, whereas a star rating is built on past performance and it's a risk adjusted return measure. Are you getting appropriate returns for the amount of risk you're taking? Very, very different measures, which explains some of the disagreement. As we said, there was a time, and you can still do it if you just looked at star ratings, when this fund looks good, but in your ratings, it never has. That's part of the difference we're trying to highlight.
Exactly. Returns can be great for a time period, but you know, we've always said, can't predict when, but those fundamentals do matter, and we're seeing in a market where fundamentals matter, this is still a portfolio of companies that are still overvalued and could fall much lower, which obviously would bring down performance of the fund.
Yes, it would. And of course, we're always encouraging people to do a little bit more research, check things out for themselves. That's part of why you want to maybe get yourself over to New Constructs. See if your funds, like, how do they compare? Because maybe you didn't pick them on this methodology, but maybe you want to see how the methodology fits. Because one fund, it does not fit well. Well, that would be the DF Dent Mid-Cap Growth Fund. The investor shares are DFDMX, the ticker symbol, and it is in the danger zone this week. Kyle Guskey, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me.
Kyle Guskey is investment analyst at New Constructs. Learn more at newconstructs.com. Check out their blog there. And oh, by the way, you can follow them on Twitter at New Constructs. We're heading for home on today's show. Up next, our big interview with Victoria Fernandez from Crossmark. This is Money Life.